We're going to begin discussing issues related to mechitzas, and we'll begin with the topic of mechitza geruah. The Mishnah on Daf Tezayin of the days discusses a type of mechitza geruah, an inferior quality mechitza, which min haTorah is a bona fide mechitza, but midrabbanan, the rabbanan restricted the use of when you can use such a mechitza geruah, and that's subject to a machlokas tanoim as to the scope of that restriction. The Mishnah tells us, makifin shlosha chavalim zeh lemala mizeh. So you're allowed to create a mechitza that consists of parallel ropes. The minimum shear for mechitza is 10 tefachim. So you can create a 10 tefach mechitza by having three parallel ropes running horizontally. As long as you don't have a gap of three tefachim, a gap of lavin, between the respective chavalim. And then, I'm skipping a little, the Mishnah says, makif and bekanim, you can also create such a mechitza with kanim, with sticks, that are running vertically parallel to each other, as long as you don't have gaps more than lavin between the kanim. So you could have a mechitzas arev without chassis, mechitzas chassis without arev. You have mechitza with straps, with strings, with ropes that are either going vertically or horizontally, as long as they're within lavin of each other. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this ability, the license to use a mechitza geruah of either chassis without arev or arev without chassis, only applies in a shayara, only applies in a caravan situation, which is a b'dieved situation. You're on a journey, you're out of town, and you have to rely on kulas in order to be able to construct an arev to carry within your area on Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, and mechitzas chassis, mechitzas arev, this kind of mechitza geruah is only admissible, only possible, b'shayara. The Chachamim Amrim, lo divru b'shayara ela b'hove. And the Chachamim say, no, shayara is the normal situation where this could come up. If you're home, you shouldn't have a need to rely on mechitza chassis below arev or arev below chassis. But the din applies across the board. There's no restriction to its use, only to shayara. Shayara is the more common situation where it may come up. Then the Mishnah says, "Kol mechitza she'eino shel chassis v'shel arev eino mechitza din Rabbi Yosi b'Yehuda." That in order for mechitza to be valid, it has to have both chassis and arev. The Chachamim Omrim echa mishnei dvarim. Either or. You can either have O chassis, O arev. And then what emerges from the Gemara is that according to Tanna Kamma, and we'll see Tanna Kamma is the position that we paskin like, a mechitza grua will work if you're on the road, so to speak, if you're in a shayara, a traveling situation, if it's Yosim, even for Yosim Beis HaSayim. But in the Yishuv, in town, it only works up to a Beis HaSayim. And this is what we pass through Shulchan Aruch. Take a look at Simon Shin Samech Se'if Aleph. Simon Shin Samech Se'if Aleph. Yachid Shashavas Bebika. If you have an individual that spends Shabbos in a bika, in a plane, on the road, Vehikif Mechitzas Gruas, and he surrounds himself with mechitzas gruas, with subpar, substandard, subquality mechitzas. What are these mechitzas gruas? Kigon shesi blo arev or arev blo shesi. Ad sasayim motu l'talti b'kulam. So he's allowed to rely on these mechitzas gruas up to the area of Beis Hasayim. Beis Hasayim ve'elach e'lataltim ba'el v'dalim. But it's ineffective for an area that's more than Beis Hasayim. V'chein adin imheim shnayim imheim shloshi yisraelim chashuvim kishayara. Also applies if you have two or three people traveling together, then that's considered like a shayara. Umutil talta bukulo afilu hu gadol harve. Ubovad shelo yakiva yosir mikhede tzarchan shelo yishar beis asayin padoi shein tzichem al v'tashmish. So if you have multiple people traveling as a shayara, you can use mechitzas gruas even more than beis asayim, as long as you're only makif the area that they actually need to function over Shabbos. And take a look at Sin and Shin Samach Bei Sif Hei. Shin Samach Bei Sif Hei. Bakol osa mechitza, you can use any material for mechitza. Bekelim, beuchfos, bein shal arev levak, yon shal chavalim, shal shesi levak, yon kanim, nutzim baris, you can use shesi below arev, arev below shesi. Umutarm asasayim, afila yachab yishuv. And if you're in civilization, in the city, then you can only use these up to a shiur beis asayim. As long as there's no longer gap. So within a city, you can only use mechitzas gruas up to Beis Hasayim. Outside of the city, if there are multiple people traveling together, you can be makif in an area even more than Beis Hasayim, as long as you're not makif more than the area needed by these people. But what is the chisaron of mechitzas gruas, of these mechitzas shasi below arev, arev below shasi, which it sounds like min haTorah are valid mechitzos and midrabanan are restricted? Take a look at Rashi at the end of the Mishnah here, Tesayin and Mebeis. Kol mechitza she'ena shoshesu arev. Rabbi Yosi palag ala davua demasnisin. Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rabbi Yehuda. V'ka'ar dafilu l'shayara bi'inan shesi v'arev, and he holds that even in a shayara you need shesi v'arev. I'm sorry, that's not the Rashi I meant to read. I meant to read the Rashi on the second long line in Rashi. Kol mechitzas Shabbos, towards the bottom. V'hadach mechitzas re'uas shehei d'shesi od d'arev kamar. So these are mechitzas ruos, these are flimsy mechitzas, which are only nitar in a shachat chak situation. So the chisaron is in the flimsiness. The Rimi Lunil writes, and daf dalin mebeit bedaf erif, the Rimi Lunil dalin mebeit bedaf erif, dir maskel ko, kishihi asuya mishesi v'arev, if you have a proper mechitza that has both shesi v'arev, it has both warp and woof, both material going horizontally and vertically, in that situation, that creates a strong mechitza that can withstand pressures, withstand the environment. So the chisaron of a mechitza gerua is that it's flimsy. It's not going to withstand the elements. Aruch HaShulchan writes, elaborating on this a little bit, Simon Shin Samech, Se'if Katan Beis, says, Min HaTorah, these are all valid mechitzas. Midrabanan, the Rabbanan restricted the ability to use a mechitza gruva. He explains, Uklal hadvarim kainu. Shechachamim asru kol min hekif she'ena dombe lehekif achatzer v'abayis. The Chazal asked using any kind of hekev, any kind of mechitzos that aren't similar to the standard mechitzos that surround a chatzar or a bayis. Hey, mevnesha ena mukafos, achar tichas abayis, lehen. So sometimes the Rabbanan restrict the ability to use mechitzos in, let's say, what we discussed in the carpet situation of hukaf l'achar shehudar, that people began settling it before the hekif. Sometimes they restricted the ability to use these mechitzos because they're inherently flimsy. And what's the concern about flimsy mechitzos? Even if the flimsy mechitza is standing at the moment, if we allow you to carry in a large area that's enclosed with mechitzos geruos, lo yafligu ben elu lekarmelus gomer kedika besada v'yad regina, then people are going to get confused between a area that is surrounded with mechitzos geruos and a more generic carpet. Minei shebeinei bnei adam gam l'chi agavna lo nechshav kirshes ayachad gomer. So in the common perception, a karpef is not a... In common perception, people will confuse a karpef where we restrict your ability to be metalto even with mechitzos and a larger area that's surrounded by mechitzos geruos. L'chein asra tilta v'kula Vein Rasha is talking about Rav Al Amos La Yosef Nechlam and Beisar Karmus. Okay, Mishabru makes the following comment in the Shari Tzion, Simon Shin Samich Seif Katan Beis, Shin Samich Os Beis. Let's read the Mishnah Berurah. First, Mishnah Berurah of Katan Beis, Kigon Shesi Vlo Arev. Hainu, Kigon Shana Es Kanan Bekarka. So what are we talking about? So you put in sticks, you put in poles in the ground. Pachas, pachas, megimel tvachim, that are within three tvachim of each other, Zayit Zolzeh. Says the Shari Tzion, Magen Avram, the Kavanaso, Limute im hamidam besamot zeisol zeh, after hushasi levad, nafsha mechitza meula. The chayil in arif. Okay, so if they're mamish next to each other, so then that's the proper mechitza. If there's a gap, so as long as the gap is within three tefachim, that's a good mechitza min haTorah. And the Rabbanu were mafir. But if they're next to each other, even if there's no arev, that's still a valid mechitza. Then it goes to prima gadim. Ayin prima gadim esim and shin sam al gimel shem etzadi. Dim mechitza shel shesi v'asa kana achas lamala l'chaver hakanim. Mechitza meula umutter afili yoser nibeis asayim. So Mishnah Berurah goes in Pina Gadim that if you basically have mechitza shesi, so you have a series of poles in the ground that are within three tefachim of each other. I don't see a marker here, sorry. And then you put one perpendicular pole or rope on the top, then that's enough to make it a proper mechitza that removes the status of mechitza grua. So even if the standard mechitza shesi v'arve that we're talking about is where you have poles and then you have parallel ropes, one on top of the other. But Prima Gadim says, as long as you have one rope on the top that's perpendicular to the kanim, then that's no longer a mechitza grua. That's considered
a proper mechitzas shasi v'arif. That's the Mishnah Berurah quotes here from the Prima Gadim. And the Chazon Ish very strongly disagrees. Chazon Ish in Siman Ayin Zayin, Sif Katan Ostalid, says he doesn't think that's correct. Because as it is, what does it mean to have a Mechitzas Arev? So Mechitzas Arev, you have parallel ropes, right? How are the parallel ropes suspended? How do they stay there? Obviously, they're attached to something on the side somewhere. Right? You can't have a horizontal rope that's suspended in midair. It's obviously attached to some kind of somewhere on the side. So obviously, says the Chazon Ish, if we're contemplating what a Mechitzas Arev means, so Mechitzas Arev must have a kind of somewhere on the side, and yet it's still a Mechitzas Grua, still a Mechitzas Arev alone. So by the same token, if you have a Mechitzas Shesi, you have parallel poles, then even if you have one rope on the top, that doesn't remove the status of Mechitzas Shesi. In order to be a proper Mechitza, you have to have a series of Arev that is perpendicular to the Shesi. Or vice versa. The Mereshes Moshe suggests that this machlokas should be based on how we conceive the chisaron of mechitza grua. Mereshes Moshe Sivan Kavzai. So if the chisaron of mechitza grua is just that it's temporary and flimsy, so the fact that you have a single rope on the top doesn't really remove the flimsiness. You have a mechitzas shasi, you only have the kanim. You don't have any arev other than one rope on the top connecting it. That doesn't remove the flimsiness. But if you assume that the chisaron in a mechitzas grua is not a function of flimsiness per se, but there's certain definitions of mechitza. It's not a function of mitzias, but there's certain definitions of mechitza. In order to have a shein mechitza, you need certain ingredients. So then, it could be definitionally, maybe if you have a single row of arev, that's sufficient to remove the status of mechitza grua and to give it a shein mechitza. Again, if it's a practical consideration that it's a practically flimsy mechitza, then simply having one row of arev wouldn't necessarily help. But if it's a chisaron of the shein mechitza, it could be having that one row of arev is sufficient to invest within it, a shein mechitza. Okay, let's take a look at the next Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Gimel. Shin Samech, Sifkat and Gimel. Mishnah Berurah writes there, Arev v'lo shasi, Simin Shin Samech, Sifkat and Gimel. Kigon, Shehikev kama chavolim zel ma'al mizeh. You have a series of ropes, one on top of the other, as we saw. You don't have, as long as there's no gap of lavud between the ropes. The Ayin Sefer Gon Yaakov. Gon Yaakov is one of the classic achronim in Amaseches Eirvin. Shehevi Mishem Arashba Baritva Tehu Adin Ba'omein Ruval Aparitz. Gamke Mechisa Grua Mikri. Kamo B'Shasi B'lo Arif. That Mechisa's Omein Ruval Aparitz. Regular Mechisa. But a mechitza that has gaps in it, so we'll discuss in one of the upcoming shiurim the dinim of omri ruvel aparitz. That a mechitza is omri ruvel aparitz, as long as you don't have a pirta yeser mi'eser, is valid. We'll see machlokas maybe even with a pirta yeser mi'eser in a Torah it might be valid. What?
No.
Okay. We'll hear about to say something. So that mechitza's omri ruvel aparitz.
according to the Ritva and the Rashba in our sugya here on Tezayin, that could also suffer from a function from a chisaron of mechitza grua. It's not necessarily flimsy; it's not going anywhere. But you have, if you have gaps of significance, even where it's omer v'lapares, then they also suffer from a chisaron of mechitza grua, and only be admissible under the circumstances where mechitza grua is okay, less than base asayin v'yishuv or v'shayara. However, Mishabura says, Shari Postal is Kiri Dabrazat, Pain Vishani Lamashmachi, so we don't assume that way Lahalacha. So Don Yaakov writes, we don't find that Don Yaakov is Dibur Maskal Ha. Here in Tetzayat of the Day is Dibur Maskal Ha. Don Yaakov says, we don't find this in other Rishonim, and we're not concerned about that Lahalacha. It's not 100% clear whether there's any shear for the gap that would create a mechitza grua. Right? So as long as we know on the upper limit that if you have more than lavud between the straps, so then that's not a good mechitza. So within lavud it's a mechitza grua. But let's say the straps are very close to each other, they're just not touching. Is that also mechitza grua? You have Mechitzas Ari B'Lashesi, so you have a series of ropes. So is there a point where the ropes are close enough to each other that that's not considered Mechitza Grua? Or any time that it's not totally solid, is that still a Mechitza Grua? So Rabbi Bloy thinks, Nesiv of Shabbos, Perek Tetzvav, footnote Mem Dalet, Perek Tetzvav, footnote Mem Dalet, that we don't find any minimal shear. So he thinks, Mistagger, as long as it's not solid, that would be a chisaron of mechitza grua. So even if the gaps are tiny, but if there is a gap between the ropes, or in the other side, if there's a gap between the kanim, then whatever that shear is would still be a mechitza grua. Okay. That's mechitza shesi below arev, arev below shesi. The next manifestation of mechitza grua is a mechitza she'ena yechol lama b'ruach mitzuya, a mechitza that can't withstand the normal wind, or a mechitza misnanedes, a mechitza that blows, or that shakes. Now take a look at Simen Shin Samach Beis If Aleph. Kol mechitza shalonaseis lader b'socha el litznius olishmor mashi yidu b'socha oleshe bakide lishmor sados hi mechitza l'talkel mashi b'socha. The mechitza that isn't made for residential purposes, that does create a hetzer tiltel, aval eina mechitza lasas mashi b'socha mukaf l'dira, but it doesn't help in hilchas karpes to make it mukaf l'dira. If you have a tree, and the tree has an overhang where its branches extend down, if the branches and the leaves extend within lavud of the ground, and the roots are there on the bottom, and the roots are 10 tefachim tall, if it's a sheer mechitza, chashim mechitza. Umotya letaltel bekula. That's a mechitza that creates a hetzer tiltel. Vehu sheyimale ha'avir shevein ha'nafim de'etzem avakash v'yitzur ha'nafim shelo yinidim ha'ruach. However, that's provided that you tie together the leaves in such a way that they're not going to be swayed by the wind. Shekol mechitza she'ena yichol olam b'ruach mitzuya eina mechitza. Because any mechitza that cannot withstand a normal wind is not a sufficient mechitza. This is partially based on a Mishnah in Erev in Saritas on the base. Mishnah Saritas on the base tells us Ilan Shahaya Mesach Ala Aretz, if you have a tree that's overhanging the ground, in A Nofa Gavam in Aretz Oshet Fachim Etalkim Taktav, Sharasha Gavam in Aretz Gimot Fachim, Lo Yeshav Alei. So as long as it's within three Tfachim of the ground, that creates a hatcher tilt. Now how do we know that it has to be Yechol Olam Yisroch Mitzuyah, that a Mechitza must be able to withstand a normal wind? That's the Gemara in Sukkah. In the Sukkah context, Kaftalim Uveiz, Amr of Achav Yaakov, Kol Mechitza She'ena Yechol Olam Yisroch Mitzuyah, Eina Mechitza. Any mechitza that can't withstand the normal wind is not a mechitza in Hilcha Sukkah, and by exception seems to not be a mechitza wherever you need a mechitza. But what is the shear? How do we evaluate what's considered Yechol Olamod Beruach Mitzuyah? So in Shulchan Aruch and Hilcha Sukkah, the Mechaber writes as follows: Simin Tafresh Lamed Se'if Yud. Simon Tafresh Lamed Sukkah Se'if Yud. Ha'osa Sukkasa Ben Ilanos, that's the Mishnah that's there in Sukkah, that if you make a Sukkah between the trees, Va'ilanos Tafanos La, and the trees serve as walls for the Sukkah, Im Hayu Chazakim, if they're sufficiently strong, O Shekashar Asam Lechisak Asam, or you tie them together, they're not inherently strong, that you tie them together in such a way that you strengthen them, so that the wind, the ruach mitzia, does not make them blow. Mechaber says tamid. I'll have to go back to that. Umile bein avirim the tavern and bakashi, you fill in the gaps. Kidei shelo tanid osam ruach, so the wind doesn't blow them. Kasher sam, and you tie them together. Harezu kesheira. Al Kain, says the Mechaber, Eino nocha lasos kol ha-mechitzas mi-rios shel pishta below kanim. You shouldn't make your sukkah walls out of flax curtains. Alcha pishek kasher v'tov, even if you tie them together. Zimnen de mintki v'lava daite, they may come loose. Even if you tie them, they may become loosened. You won't realize. V'lei mechitzas shei yichol lava v'fnei roch mitzuyah. And that could become a mechitza sheni yichol lam ruach mitzuyah. Baros alasas v'stinim, if you insist on using a canvas sukkah, you insist on using curtains, tov shi'arog v'mechitzos kanim v'pachut mishosha. So then you should make kanim within three tefachim, so that those kanim could also function as a backup mechitza. Okay. So lashon Mechaber was, you have to have the walls strong enough for either the walls or the trees strong enough that the ruach mitzuyah will not move them. Mishnah Berurah writes over there, Sivkata Memches, Tafrei Shlam Sivkata Memches, Ratzon Lomar, Im Manido Osam, if the wind is going to make them move, Afilu Ein Bekorach Ruach Lahapil Osam Lagamri, even if it's not going to knock it down, so as long as it's going to cause the walls of the sukkah to sway, even if it's not going to knock them down, that's not considered to be a mechitza. So even if it's not going to knock it down, as long as it causes it to sway, that's not a sufficient mechitza. Vafilu omedes bevayis she'ein sham ruach klal lo chashiv mechitza. So even if your sukkah is standing in the house, it's standing in a place that is totally removed from the elements, there's no possibility of a wind, nevertheless it'll be possible because this is a shear, it sounds like a shear in the strength of the mechitza, not just practically the mechitza is not going to fall down, but the mechitza must be strong enough that it could withstand a ruach mitzuyah. And if it's not strong enough, even if you're in perfect weather conditions where there's no possibility of a wind, it's still definitionally not a mechitza. So we'll see in a few moments formulations in Rishonim, perhaps, as to whether that definition is correct or subject to machlokas. That's the Mishnah Berurah presents it, that as long as it's eina yichol labud in theory beruach mitsuya, that is a deficient mechitza, regardless of whether there actually is a ruach mitsuya. And you get the sense from the Mishnah Berurah, we'll flesh this out in other poskim that are more explicit, but you get the sense that even a potentially minimal swaying, as long as it sways in some recognizable way, would be problematic. The Aruch HaShulchan, here in Erevin, Simon Shin Samach Gimel Os Ches, Aruch HaShulchan Shin Samach Gimel Os Ches, has a higher threshold of tolerance for moving mechitzos. He writes, the dafka nidnud chazak ka'anfe ilonos shemisnad ninim heina vehena below hesek. The problem of mechitza she'ena yichol olam beruach mitsuya is a mechitza that is going to be significantly swayed, like the branches of a tree that move back and forth. But a little bit of swaying doesn't concern us. Aruch HaShulchan doesn't give you a shear for what's considered minimal swaying versus more significant swaying, but he says if it's only a little bit, that's not a problem. The Chazon Ish does give a shear. The Chazon Ish is from the relative Makilim on this matter. Chazon Ish here in Hilchos Erevin, Simen Ayin Zayin Osvav, Simen Ayin Zayin Osvav writes that the chisarot of mechitza misnadedes, a mechitza she'ena yichol olam beruach mitsuya, is only where the sway is three tefachim from the baseline. So if you have a tree and the branches are going to blow three tefachim in one direction, three tefachim in the other direction, that's a problem. But as long as the range of blowing is within three tefachim of the mechitza's default position, that's not a chisar. That's the Chazon Ish's relative kula here, Simen Ayin Zayin Os Vav. So any movement less than three tefachim from the baseline, according to the Chazon Ish, is not going to pose a problem of mechitza misnadedes. Yeah.
So the mechitza hangs down.
Right.
So if it goes three this way.
Right.
Then it's okay. Not more than three, it's okay.
Right.
Even though it goes three this way, then it'd be total of six.
I think so. I think that's what he means. I think it's three tefachim off of the base.
Right. So it'd be a total of six tefachim.
It could be a total of six tefachim. I think so.
What's the machlokes?
We'll get back to that. The Mishnah Berurah sounds like.
What is this makor?
I think it's a svara that he assumes that's a shir lavud. Any time you have anything within a shir lavud, so that's part of the baseline.
So
that's not considered a nichol lama. That's not considered swaying.
But the bottom is attached and the top is attached.
Right.
I have some amount because we have the branches. The branches are not things.
Right. How exactly? When it comes to a tree, that's harder to measure.
Right. With the branches, it's right. Some.
But if you have a real mechitza, that's easier to measure. You can see where it's flowing. Again, the Mishnah Berurah sounded like definitely no shear if you talk, and even a little bit would be a problem. But we'll see more explicit discussion of that in a couple moments. The Shefter pointed out that. Someone told him that in Sahal, when they're in certain places, they're camping outside of civilization over Shabbos, and you have to make a temporary Eruv for that Shabbos, then they're making on the basis of the Chazon Ish to rely on a mechitza misnadedes, as long as it doesn't sway more than three tefachim, like you have some kind of flimsy mechitza.
Shouldn't it just go to be six tefachim total?
I'm sorry?
If you can move it three tefachim in any direction, it shouldn't have to do where its standard position is. Shouldn't it just go to move six tefachim total?
Why, no, the mechitza is where it is. So if it goes three tefachim off of where it is...
But is it, can you consider standard position just in the middle?
The standard position is...
Just consider all those right in the middle.
Right.
So if it goes six tefachim here, just say it's normally here. Extend all of those positions.
No, you see where the mechitza is supposed to be.
Why is that?
This is the fall position of the mechitza. That's how the mechitza was constructed. So even if it moves, so it can move. We talk about the default position. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. This is a later tshuva published in Chelek Ches that I confirmed with written to Rabbi Shmuel Fishalis, who's Rav David's son-in-law. I confirmed with Rabbi Fishalis that he did receive this tshuva. It's printed in Chelek Ches, Chelek He, Arachayim Simen Mem. So Moshe there initially entertains that maybe there's a difference between the definition of mechitza for sukkah and for Shabbos. And maybe the threshold of what's considered a mechitza is higher for a sukkah. Kein taduru, has to be a house. So maybe the threshold for what's the standard of mechitza may be higher for sukkah, and maybe you could have something that's einich olamod for sukkah that might be sufficient for Shabbos on some level. And he ascribes that suggestion to his grandson Mordechai Tendler. And then in the end, he writes as follows. Ladina vade nidu ksas. In the end, it sounds like he comes back to assuming that the definitions for sukkah and erevin should be the same. Ladina vade nidu ksas. Mistaber Shaino Klum. A little bit of movement isn't a problem. V'im ach kishalom mikusharim einam isnadim alapakos migimot fachim. As long as it doesn't move more than three fachim, mistaber nami shemutar mutachila. Avodachka kishakashar lamata. That's as long as you tie the mechit on the bottom. The kevan dalkal panim midnane harbe. Lo hayu osim came the dira kfua kibayis apim kamasachanim b'tzorah shetei yeshiva b'sukkah shekein taduru. If you're not going to tie it on the bottom, then that's not kein taduru. Even though it's not borer, he says, I don't have a clear raya. Then he seems to say that he's nota to be more machmir by sukkah than by mechitzas Shabbos. Because even if we'll be machmir like the Mishnah Yaakov, even though the Mishnah Yaakov, as we'll see in a moment, is machmir for Erevin, many argue, but maybe you should be machmir in Hilchos Sukkah like the Mishnah Yaakov. Mishnah Yaakov, Mishnah Brura references. Mishnah Yaakov is Simon Kuf Kaf Gimel, Gimel Maskel V'chein. Simon Kuf Kaf Gimel, the paragraph beginning V'chein, he assumes, based on the Gemara in Sukkah, that it can't move at all. And just like it can't move at all in Hilchos Sukkah, it can't move at all in Hilchos Shabbos. The Mishnah Brura cites this Shin Samach Beis the Katan Samach Vav. So the Mechaber here is talking about Ritzuas HaPesach. The Mechaber Shin Samach Beis if you know it says that for Ritzuas HaPesach the Kan Al Gaban can even be made out of gemi. Sorry?
Shin Samech, what's the symbol?
Beis, yeah. Se'if Yud Aleph in the Mechaber. So the Mechaber there writes, we'll have to come back to this and talk about Tzvus HaPesach, that the Kanel Gavuk can even be made out of gami, rubber, some relatively flimsy material. Says the Mishabrua, Samachav, Mikol Makom, also gami, Sara Shelo Yinatel Ayde Ruach. But the gami has to stay there. You can't have a Kanel Gavuk that's going to fly away. Kasa was saved by Master Sashako. Did Mikol Makom kill Kanish Al Gaban? Mikanish Al Gaban. Nevertheless, we're more makel about the standards for the Kanal Gaban and the Suez HaPesach than the Kanish Al Gaban. The Osa Shabbat Stadim, Sarach Lizar Shalayani, the Maruach. The Kanamikan, the Suez HaPesach, that can't blow away. That can't blow. That has to be sturdy. Came the Hamisha Mechitza. Umechitza Sharuach Manida Lo Mikri Mechitza. So the Kanamikan of the Tzvus HaPesach, that's Betaris Mechitza. And Mechitza has to be Roy Lama Bruach Mitzuya. Avalakanash Al Gaban, Nihid Desarach Lizar Shalay Yinata Ide Ruach, you have to make sure it doesn't blow away. It has to be there. Aval Ia Ruach Yanidu, Eimakachlum. But if it's going to blow, as long as it doesn't blow away, if it's going to shake in the wind, that doesn't bother us. The Iker Mechitza Tali B'Shnei Akadim Odom and Etzat. The Iker Mechitza by Tzvus HaPesach is the Kanamikan. The Yesh Me'achonim Shemachmirim B'Zeh. And some Achonim are Machmir on the Kan Al Gabav as well. Lididhu. According to them, you have to make sure that the Kanal Gabav is totally taught.
So the BP. Did you be more makel than the chazanish as long as your mechitzas on the side are firm poles in the ground and your canvas wall in between slapping one three this way, more three that way, but your kanim should have studied them are firmly in the wall.
This is the best.
Yeah, okay, but your canvas wall, let's say, between your two poles
Well, it depends. If you don't have the kanim within three tefachim of each other by the sukkah, you're not relying on the Tzvus HaPesach. Tzvus HaPesach is insufficient for all the mechitzah.
No, I understand. I'm talking about a mechitza.
Right.
It's a canvas.
So if that canvas mechitza is blowing in the wind, then you have a problem. But that's not the...
You can't apply what we're saying here by the string on top of the Tzvus HaPesach to, say, the canvas sukkah. When your poles on either side are not wobbling at all, but the canvas in between would flow more than the chazanish should.
No, so the kanal gavav is the best. It's a different chazan. That's what the Mishnah is saying here. That even it's true the Mishnah of the Yankov is mapped by the kanal gavav also. But according to many Achronim, the kanal gavav could move. It could be blown as long as it doesn't blow away. As long as it's there, because that's not the ikar mechitza of the best. But the Mishnah Yaakov is Machmir. So Mishnah Yaakov is Machmir on the Kanal Gavav by Tzvus HaPesach that it shouldn't be menanet at all. He's also Machmir by regular mechitzos that they shouldn't be menanet at all. And there's no notion of an allowance. Definitely not up to three tefachim.
Almost seem like a Tzvus HaPesach min Hatzad when your string blows like you stays, pole stays in if position. So
right.
then your string blows.
Right, so if it's going to be out of the line, yeah. right, that could raise the issue because the vessel went inside. Right.
Even though, at the, obviously, at either end, top, mm-hmm. they're on top of your cunning, the top. But they blow off of their straight line in between the two poles, that would look like this.
Right.
Are we not able to? I don't understand why we can't compare the source vessel to a regular pizza. What is the.
By
the allowance for it to.
Because the mechitza element of Tzivos HaPesach is the kan, not the kan al gavav. So the fact that we're mako, or many are mako on the kan al gavav, that's because that's not fundamentally part of the mechitza. It's a necessary component of Tzivos HaPesach, but the shame of the Tzivos HaPesach is based on the kan mikan.
So when you're dealing with.
So that can't be misnaded ruach mitzuyah. But the kind of gap, but maybe could. That's
so by a real mechitza,
right?
You can't say that the material in between is just like it's not the ikar mechitza, but the poles on the sides are.
That's only the poles on the side are within love with each other.
Only the poles on the side are like close to each other.
Or within love, with love, with love. Right? But if they're not, so then that's not a mechitza.
Even though you have an actual.
So it's a pesach because you can't rely on it's a pesach alone for sukkah.
So, but obviously you have two good walls.
Right,
and then for your other two walls, you have a flimsy.
If you have
you're relying on source of pesach,
correct. So then that could work. Shalazam is quoted in the Halicha Shalom and Sukkah as being makel to allow for Nidnud up to Gimel Tzachim. Sefer Emek Bracha points out that there seems to be, the way he has it, in our Gerson Rambam may not be, but the way he has the Rambam printed, he points out what presents as a steer in Rambam's. The Rambam, Emek Bracha Sukkah Osiyates. So the Rambam in Perisha Mishnayis, Parag Beis Mishnah Dalet in Sukkah, the Rambam writes, I'll read it with his Nusach, the printed Perisha Mishnayis. Lo Hutru Ha'ilanos Mishum Defanos El Mishnei Tanam. In order for you to be able to use a tree as a mechitza for sukkah, you need two conditions to be met. Ha'echad shiyu osana ilanos chazakim ve'avim. Number one, the trees have to be strong and thick. Kedei shelo yisna'u tamid beruach, so that they're not going to blow in the wind. V'yiplu l'aretz, and fall down to the ground. And get toppled over. V'hasheni, and the second condition, is that Shiyamale Barosha Ilan Bein Anafa B'Tevin, you have to fill in the gaps. Fine. So there, the Rambam's Lashon, the way he quotes it, is the Yiplu L'Aretz. Sounds like the problem of a Mechitza Grua here is that it's going to fall down. But arguably, if it's not going to fall down, even if it's going to sway, maybe that would be kosher. Then the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah, Perek Dalet Halacha Beis writes, Ha'osa Sukasa Bein Ilanos Vilanos Defanos La Ima Yuchazakim O Shekasher Osam V'chisek Osam Ashelet Hei Ruch Mitsuya Manid Osam Tamid. If they're strong enough that a Ruch Mitsuya is not going to blow them constantly, that was the lesson that we saw in the Mechaber from the Rambam here, then it's okay. And that's the mashmalos of Rov Rishonim. You don't need it to actually fall down. It has to, if it's going to blow significantly, that's a problem even if it's not able to fall down. So Rabbi Carr points out in Hilchos Chai V'Chag on Sukkah, page Peches, that in the Kapach translation of the Rambam, the question doesn't get off the ground. Because the Kapach doesn't have this line of Yiplul Arts. So then the Rambam Perush Mishnayos and the Rambam of the Yad are consistent that there's no indication that you need the tree to fall down for there to be a problem. But the Emor Bracha didn't have that, didn't have the Kapach translation. Missed it by a few decades. So, but he thinks that the Iker is like the Rambam in Yad, that we have a problem if it's going to sway, even if it doesn't fall down. He points that out from the Gemara in Sukkah Kaf Gimel. There the Gemara talks about a boat. So if you have a sukkah on a boat, and the mechitza is omei bruach mitzuyah beyabasha, but not bayam, so you have the quality mechitza that would withstand the normal wind if it's on land, but not so at sea, because the winds at sea are stronger. So there, according to Rabbi Akiva, that mechitza is kishera. Even if it can't be omei bruach mitzuyah where it is on the yam, because it is yichol am bruach mitzuyah shebi yabasha, that's kosher. So apparently you see from there that the shear of omei bruach mitzuyah is a standard in the quality of the mechitza, not a function of practicality, whether it's going to withstand the particular wind that it encounters. So even if you know that this mechitza is susceptible to being knocked down the yam, by the definition of a sufficiently strong mechitza is based on ruach mitzuyah v'yabasha, then that's going to be chair v'yam. And in the inverse, it should follow that even if you have a mechitza that is capable of falling down beruach mitzuyah, even if you know it's not going to, that'll still be pesula.
Meaning, right, it's inside.
Right.
Well, when do you go back?
I'm sorry?
Strongest wind you can possibly find?
Ruach mitzuyah. That's probably the normal wind for that time of year in that place.
Maybe. But if you're at sea, what's that place?
No, is it? Oh, you mean what yabash are you, do you go by?
That's a good Shiloh.
Okay. That's like, when do you keep Shabbos in outer space?
Yeah, similar.
Okay. I don't know. Is it based on the yabasha that you embark from?
I mean, there are places that have heavier winds.
Right, right.
That are known for the winds.
Yeah, okay, I never thought about the question. Right here. I mean, presumably it's not based on the average wind around the world. It's probably based on where you are. So if you live in a windy place, it probably have to be a basha. You live in a basha, you have to withstand the roughness in your place. But I never thought about your question.
Is there ever found, or
I'm sorry,
ever found, or
no, the norm,
like once a year, if you have a hurricane.
No, I think
hurricane,
or no, not a hurricane, but the normal.
Even if you know you're going to have a very strong.
Yeah, if you know there's a hurricane coming tomorrow. But you have a sukkah that's able to withstand normal wind, that's the sukkah of Shaver, even if the hurricane's going to blow it down. Until it blows it down. Then you don't have a sukkah.
So the reverse, when you have it in a protected area.
Right.
Right? Like, and you know when you're doing, it's sukkah in Antarctica,
mm-hmm.
you know it would never last. Right. It would never last.
Right.
But you have it in a protected courtyard.
So that's good.
And you know that it wouldn't stand up
so
outside.
That's going to be possible. That's what the Be'er Lacha writes at. Be'er Lacha right. Where are we? Where are you looking?
Shin Samach Beis. It's on the first page.
So here it's. Right, Shein Yichol Lamod, the beginning of Shin Samach Beis, Afilo also Sav Beis, Shein Shavruach. And he writes the same thing in Hilchos Sukkah there in in Tuf Resh Lamed, Berlach Adim Raskal Afilu, that even if you put in a house where there's no wind, it's going to be possible. Now, that's not Muska Mechaladeus, the Berhetev in Hilchos Sukkah, Tuf Resh Lamed Sipat Al Yud, Kosim Meshubas Halachas Ketanos, who's Makel in that case. That if it's hermetically sealed, and it's not shy to be affected by any ruach, that it's going to be kosher. Again, that seems to the fundamental question here, what this should be totally on, is this a shear in the strength of the mechitza, or is it a practicality? Now, the Chazanish writes in Simon in Archaim, Simon Nun Beis Yudalit, Simon Nun Beis Yudalit in Hilchos Sukkah, that in principle, if you have a sukkah that's protected from the environment, maybe that should be kosher if it can't be knocked down practically. But maybe still, since it's not the derech to make mechitzas that way, it may be possible. In principle, maybe it should be kosher. But if that's not the normal way of fashioning a mechitza, maybe it's not a mechitza for that reason. Independent of the details of Enyach HaLam Ruch Mesuya. Maybe even if it's not a mechitza on Enyach HaLam Ruch Mesuya, but it's not the normal way of fashioning a mechitza, maybe that should be possible anyway.
So, yeah, not normal in the context of, well, pull the branches down and tie them to the ground, that's the mechitza.
Okay.
Right? Giving that a, like, that would be considered a normal mechitza.
Right.